Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is with us. He's a young man, 28 years of age. He's lived with a lot of women. He's written a pamphlet that, frankly, it's kind of a refreshing thing to know that a guy your age has actually written something about the problem of premenstrual syndrome among women. Although I got to tell you, now your pamphlet basically is about how to deal with a woman who has PMS, how to understand what she's going through, and how to interpret a lot of the things she's saying, right?
Oh, that's absolutely right, Phil. You have to understand that a lot of the language that women use that's very insulting when they have the menstrual is not meant to be, it's not meant to be insulting, really, because they're in a lot of, distress. And the other thing is that, I've got a lot of women who are telling me that I'm wrong. Well, I mean, they say that because I think in a lot of ways women want to be pissed off, and they want to push men away when they have the menstrual sickness. But in point of fact, they are, they need a man to be with them. They need for the man to help them out, and that's what I'm there, and that's why I wrote How to Ride the Crimson Wave.
And okay, the name of the pamphlet is How to Ride the Crimson Wave, and I'm not sure I know what that means, but I guess that has something to do with blood.
Well, yeah, How to Ride the Crimson Wave. Well, you're asking a man to deal with a woman who's got the PMS, the menstrual sickness. That's, he's riding the Crimson Wave.
All right, here is Cleveland, Mississippi on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Chris.
Hi.
As many in your audience, I'm quite impressed and amazed at your vast experience, but I do have a question. Exactly how do you know that women feel the opposite of what they're saying? I mean, how do you, I mean, you're not inside their brain. You don't, you haven't
Because of the fact that the PMS makes them crazy. I mean, you've heard the women say these. That one lady said she wants to shoot all men when she has a PMS. So right there, you know she's crazy.
But Chris, I think you do have situations that are perhaps extreme. But I think
I'm talking about. And when a woman wants to shoot a man, I think that's nuts.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
So that's why when a woman has premenstrual syndrome, you have to, you have to just deal with the fact that she's nuts and go from there.
All right, here's Columbus on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Columbus, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This guy, hey guy, I was wondering, how long in these relationships were you spending with these women? What amount of time were you staying with these women?
You mean how much time I lived with them?
Say again?
Hello, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you turn your... Sir, are you in a truck or something? Or?
Yeah.
Are you? Can you roll your window up?
Yeah.
That would help a lot.
Okay.
Okay, right, Chris, go ahead.
Are you asking me how many years, like, I lived with the individual women?
Well, I've been with my girl for about 5 years.
No, are you asking me how long I've lived with about 14 women, okay? So I guess you could say since I was 16, I've been living with women. That's 12 years.
Well, I've been with the same girl for about 5 years, and usually when I tell her, when she tell me to stay away from her, then that's probably what she means, to stay away from her.
Well, see, I've lived with a lot of women because I'm really good looking.
Good looking don't have anything to do with it.
Well, no, I'm saying I just lived with a variety of different women. So there's
living with a variety of different women doesn't have anything to do with it. It's about what a particular woman is. All women don't think alike.
What? What'd you say?
Say again?
Say what?
All women don't think alike.
Well, I know that, but when a woman says to you, and she's in pain and she has the menstrual syndrome going on, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And she starts screaming and yelling. Like, I had a woman say to me one time, get out of my house and don't ever come back, right? That's
right.
A woman I live with. She don't really mean that, because that's a woman that I live with, and she just told me the day before she loved me.
Okay? I don't know, man.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying.
I just disagree with you, man.
The next time,
if you got a good, if it's worked for you, then it just works for you. I disagree with you.
I think you should try it. The next time your woman says, "Get the hell out of my life,"
see, she ain't never told me that.
Well, whatever. Like, what's the worst thing she's ever said to you?
She usually cuss, do a little cussing, tell me to get away from her.
Well, that's when she needs to be hugged.
Don't be
scared, man. Do it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, man.
You know, I am worried that you're going to get somebody shot.
I'm not going to get anybody shot, man. I'm trying to give these guys some idea how to deal with these women when they're insane.
All right, Laguna Hills on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes. Hi. I am incredulous that somebody with such a lack of knowledge.
Can I ask a question?
Writing a pamphlet on this.
I came on your program to talk about how men could deal with women, and everybody's like upset about it.
Well, I just wish that you would have done a little bit more research. I'm not even going to talk about the vernacular because obviously,
you
have the syndrome sickness thing, right? But that's a given.
Well,
let's talk about what makes a woman.
Because I got it figured out. You're all pissed off, or what? I mean,
I'm not pissed off at all.
I don't get pissed off that easily. Well, I'm very
good
looking. I've lived with a lot of women. I've heard women say they didn't like that.
Are you ready to listen to my opinion?
Not really, but go ahead.
I am going to say it.
Yeah.
I think, first of all,
if the host was to
miserable.
Hang up on you.
Let the lady finish what she's saying, okay?
All right.
I think women feel miserable when they're premenstrual, and you haven't even addressed the fact. First of all, they retain water. Water goes up into their brain. They retain at least 5 pounds of water. Their rings can't fit their fingers. Their jeans don't fit around their waist.
Yeah, we know that.
They feel unattractive.
That's
and
all.
Bloated.
We
and
all,
when they
we know,
say, don't
we,
touch me.
We know
say,
all of that.
Well, no, because you're talking about the Crimson Tide. By the time
no,
they get
I didn't
their,
say Crimson Tide. I said how to ride the Crimson Wave.
Well, by the time they're menstruating, they feel much better. A lot of women like to have sex when they're menstruating because all that feeling is gone.
Right.
You're not even addressing that part of it. I think you need to do a lot more research.
That's exactly what I am talking about. I'm talking about the menstrual.
No.
Yeah. That's what
the
I
menstrual
said.
Menstrual cycle. You said you about know, the moon. A lot of the women.
Why do you think I call it "How to Ride the Crimson Wave"?
Well, why do you say that most women have their period when the moon comes out?
Because that's what happens with.
Well, they don't. They have their period or their cycle
when
every
the moon
28
comes out.
Days. If their cycle starts on the 5th of the month, then they will have their cycle starting again on the 3rd of the next month. It
Mr. Henry, you said that your wife. You said your wife has it on the moon, right?
No, my wife doesn't have her period on the moon. She has it on the...
Okay, I mean, you know what I meant.
No, look, I'm not going to tell you what my wife does or doesn't do, okay? The fact is that everybody's different, okay?
I'm saying everybody's different.
No, you said the women have it on... Most of the women that you live with have their period when the moon is out. That's what
every
you
woman,
said.
Every woman that I've ever been with and all the women that I'm with now have it on the full moon.
Well, you know what?
I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
well, you know, that's much
real
too much.
Sorry.
14 women, that's too much of a coincidence, don't you think?
No, lady, I have a life. I don't know what about yours, but, you know.
I have a life? Do you realize that
well, what's
women,
your problem?
Do you realize what? That women, even when they have a hysterectomy, still have premenstrual cycles?
Oh, God. Uh-huh.
Have you addressed that in your pamphlet?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so
I'm trying to help men deal with women that are bitching at them, screaming at them, yelling at them, and generally making life miserable one time a month, okay? Whether they're boys who have mothers that are bitching them out, whether they're husbands that got wives that are bitching them out, or whether you're a lawyer and you got some bitched out client, you know that.
Boy, oh boy, man. I mean, you don't sound as sensitive.
Well, I mean,
no,
I'm just,
I think you should write
to,
a book on TS.
I'm
That's
trying to talk
testosterone
about
testosterone syndrome. That you know a lot about.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, what a guy has to deal with. You're not a guy.
You only have to deal with what you think. You think every time a woman says, "Don't touch me," they want to have sex with you. And
are you
that's
a guy?
Testosterone syndrome.
Are you a guy?
Am I?
No, okay. So you don't know how a guy
well,
is.
Well, I tell you, I've raised 6 sons. I think I know enough.
Man, come up for air, why don't you?
No, I don't have to. I've been there. I've done that. You haven't.
6 sons. Wow, give it a rest.
No, I don't have to give it a rest. I've been there, done that, and you don't know what the heck you're talking about.
No, I do, lady. I've lived with all kinds of women.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're all coming out on the full moon with their period. Isn't that a coincidence?
All I'm
saying
is... Grow
up.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
Okay? I've been with a lot of women, and they get bitchy during their menstrual.
And they keep getting rid of you, obviously.
No.
Well, you're not with them now.
It's like a... Have you ever heard, and I'll tell you about it, where do you think the whole werewolf thing come from? What is she laughing about?
What do you mean, the werewolf thing?
That's part of the myth.
Did what? That a woman has her period on the full moon, so they came up with a werewolf thing?
I'm saying that all myth has a root in reality, and that's what that's about. Werewolf and vampire, too.
Those must have been the women you lived with.
Yeah. Takes one to know one.
Well, I'll tell you, I never had my period with the full moon, so I guess I don't fit into that category.
Well, did you ever have time for a period? I mean, you had six kids. You probably never had a period.
I think the last
period you had was what? You were like 19 or something?
Excuse me?
Okay, I mean.
Well, Jesus. Six kids.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am.
Thank you. Have somebody educated next time.
You mean you want me to screw somebody educated next time?
All right. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton has written a pamphlet called How to Ride the Crimson Wave, How to Know What It Is Your Woman Is Really Saying When She Is Cussing at You and Screaming at You While She Has PMS. Chris has lived with a number of women. He's 28 years of age. You have brought up the fact that you're very good-looking.
Phil, I only bring that up so people know why I've lived with a lot of women. Women have lived with me because I'm very good-looking, that's all. And I've seen how they all, you know.
And you said that you've lived with how many women?
About 14.
And every one of them has had their period on a full moon.
That's what I've noticed. Yeah. I mean, I've made it my business to notice it since I wrote How to Ride the Crimson Wave. So I've tried to notice.
Well, I mean, how do you?
Well, you know, you just go through the waste paper basket. You see if you find some, like, old tampons or something. And
okay. Oh, God.
What?
I don't want to know, all right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't want to know. Never mind. I'm sorry I asked the question. Memphis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Chris.
God.
I've been married to the same woman for 7 years, and when she tells me to F me, she means it. And I asked her one time, what did PMS feel like? She said, try having your gonads placed in a vice for 3 days straight.
Well, she's just clowning around.
Nah, she's serious.
Well, okay.
I'm the one that have to get up in the middle of the night and plug in the heating pad, man. You got a long way to go to learn about women, brother.
Well, wait a minute. You're married, right?
Yeah.
So you've been living with the same woman for how long?
I've been married to my wife for 7 years, but that doesn't mean now don't.
I'm very good looking. I've lived with a lot of women.
That's irrelevant. I've been with a lot of women too.
Well, you
that doesn't make. And I tell you
have
what.
You lived,
I tell you
have
something
you lived
else
with,
too.
Have you lived with them, or have you were just with going out with them?
I've lived with a lot of women. This is my second marriage. The first time I was married 3 years.
See, so. Obviously, you blew it somewhere in there, man.
No, I didn't blow it anywhere, man.
I'm trying to help you out.
No, there's nothing you can do, man. When she tells you to leave it alone, you got to leave her alone.
Well, then how come they're always screaming and talking about how they feel bad, but then the next day they tell you how much they love you? Obviously,
That's because of what the earlier caller said, man. But premenstrual, that means before. That means before any blood starts to flow.
Right.
She's feeling bad. Once the blood starts to flow, all the pressure's been released, dude. She's ready for you now.
Well, like, look, if you're interested in picking up my pamphlet, How to Ride the Crimson Wave, okay, you can learn how to communicate with a woman, okay, and not have to. I'm going to have a seminar. I'm going to hope to try to get the DoubleTree Hotel. Where are you calling from?
Memphis.
I'm going to try to get the DoubleTree in Memphis to have a seminar on How to Ride the Crimson Wave.
No need, man.
You wouldn't come out to that.
I don't need your seminar. I'm telling
guy's
you, you got
come
it all
out
wrong, man.
What time's it going to be?
I'm hoping for a Saturday morning.
So we're going to drive over there on a Saturday morning and sit and listen to you say
So it's real funny, man, that I'm trying to help out guys not be victimized by women bitching them out. Is that it?
It's not the fact that they're being victimized, Chris, man. You got to listen to the fact that the women don't want to be bothered, man.
Right. Just leave them alone.
If someone put a death grip on your gonads, man, you wouldn't want anybody to touch you either.
Hey, man, I mean, a death grip on the gonadal area, that's like murder.
I know, man, and that's how most of those women feel, man, during their premenstrual syndrome.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay.
Well, how come everybody's laughing at me?
We're laughing, man, because of the whole concept. You know what? Just leave her alone. Delray Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to just set this guy straight. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm a 42-year-old woman, and I think that just because he's lived with 14 women, that doesn't make him an expert. It makes him a sleazeball. This guy has no idea
I know
what
all
he's talking
about.
About. He hasn't done the research. He hasn't gotten any statistics.
Yes, I have.
14 flings he's had.
Yes, I have got statistics.
Probably just was freeloading And now you're trying to make a job out of something that you know nothing about.
Ma'am, I've
you're
seen...
You're a little boy in a big boy's body.
I have gone through the waste paper baskets in my house. I've seen the different tampons and what women have gone through.
So has my brother. That doesn't make him an expert.
But I've made a study out of it, okay?
Well, I don't think your study is very valid.
What are you studying?
When I tell a man, honey, I need to be alone just for a little while, it doesn't mean
that
I
means
want
that
him
you
to
want...
come and go... sweet sex to me.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
No, honey, you don't know what you're talking about.
That's
why I'm calling you. You are off track, buddy.
How do you figure I'm off track?
For that little bit of time.
Then how come you say the next day that you love
you
him?
You just want to have sex. That's all that's on your brain. And if you say I'm good looking one more time, I think you've got an ego problem.
Well, then how come women's is always wanting to live with me and stuff?
Why? Because you're good-looking? Does that mean that they're going to just, like, drop to your feet and then they find out that you're no good and
they
leave your ass?
They have.
Mister, you are not a professional. You don't even know how to speak. I would be so petrified to go to your seminar and listen to the way you speak. You don't have it, buddy.
No, ma'am.
You don't have the statistics.
How to ride the Crimson Wave. How to ride the Crimson Wave teaches men... 5 easy steps.
I feel sorry for those men because you're going to be misleading them up and down the whole classroom.
Well, the unsung victims of premenstrual sickness are the husbands and boyfriends.
And let me tell you something. It's not a sickness. It's a syndrome. Do you get off on calling it a sickness?
What's the difference?
A syndrome is a type of
you don't know. Yeah,
problem.
Yeah. See,
a sickness is something that you're...
You don't even know.
Excuse me?
You don't even know. You were stumbling around with it.
I'm trying to explain it.
Sickness is a medical problem, too.
Right, but we don't call it sickness.
Well, I do.
Well, you
and
just
ask
made
the
that
husband,
up.
The husbands and
you go ask all the gynecologists if they call it sickness.
I did.
I'm sure they won't.
My next-door neighbor's a gynecologist.
Buddy, it doesn't hold water. You ask one person and you think you're an expert.
The Phil Hendry Show. And to call Art Bell. West of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. In the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. Under the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. Way, way, way high above the Rockies. 1-800-449-8686. Sitting on the Rockies. 1-800-449-8686. Somewhere near the... Okay. And now, here is Art Bell.
And good evening, and welcome. We have General Johnson Jameson, and we're going to speak with him because a lot of information is now beginning to surface with regard to the Alaska Airlines MD-80 jet bound just off of Ventura, California. We'll be talking with General Johnson Jameson in just a moment, but first this word from Peenemann Enterprises. And you know that I was wrong about Y2K, and as such, I have an endless supply of hand-crank flashlights, hand-crank toilets, hand-crank generators. I've even got a hand-crank sports jacket. And so I feel like the world's largest, biggest, most evident ass for all the things I said about Y2K. Naturally, none of them came true. But now you, too, can feel like a dumbass just like me. You can buy all the crap that I bought off of me. Think of how much fun it'll be to say that you own one of Art Bell's thermal blankets, some of Art Bell's sea rations, maybe one of Art Bell's hand-cranked toilets. Yes, you too can feel like a colossal jackass who wasn't right about anything having to do with Y2K by purchasing this crap out of my yard sale. Come to the Art Bell yard sale. That's right, the Art Bell yard sale. I'll be having it at my house here in Pahrump, Nevada. Just go online, go to MapQuest, enter in my address, and find the directions to my house. Come to my house, hang around in the front yard, and buy a lot of useless crap that I don't need for Y2K, if I don't chase you off with a shotgun first. Think of it. All of the people that listen to my show regularly hanging out in my front yard. It's enough to make me want to go and get more shell casings. That's right. Crap that Art Bell bought for Y2K new from Piedmont Enterprises. All right, let's recap. An Alaska Airlines MD-80 jet flying from Puerto Vallarta to San Francisco and then is going to go on to Seattle. Suddenly, something goes terribly wrong. They say it's the stabilizer. And the next thing you know, the plane is in the ocean. Now we have this news out of San Francisco, and let me bring on General Johnson Jameson, if I may, speaking to us from the Atascadero State Psychiatric Prison Hospital right now on Ward B. General Jameson, how are you this evening, and thank you so very, very much for being with us.
I'm doing well, Art, and I'll tell you, thank you, God, thank you, Jesus, because when I told them my initial theory, they tied me down. They tied me to a bedpost and then tied me down in the ambulance. But thank you, Christ, that the information you have has finally come to light.
Well, General Jameson, you know and I know that you have been on this program many times, and you have been very helpful in helping us figure out some things, so we're not going to leave you high and dry. The information that we now have is an Alaska Airlines MD-80 jet made an emergency landing minutes after takeoff.
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Minutes after takeoff from San Francisco International Airport late on Monday.
Go ahead, Art. Go. Get to the good part.
All right, General Jameson. When the control tower...
Go ahead.
...noticed sparks streaming from its tail.
Oh! Oh! Oh, God, that was good. Oh, spontaneous emission. God damn.
General Jameson, this is unbelievable news.
Art, this is what I tried to tell them. They tied me to a gurney. They have me, and I was able to get one arm free to call you. This is what I was able to tell them, that there were sparks flying from the tail of the aircraft.
All right, now, I logged on to your website this evening, as I know you've logged on to my website, and...
Well, no, all I said was that I logged on, but I didn't say I was on the website.
Well, what did you mean when you said you logged on?
Three guesses, the first two don't count. Had a big meal.
Oh, I see.
But I will log on to your website.
Well, I logged on to yours, and...
Did you log on?
I logged on.
Did you boot up?
I booted up and then logged on.
Well, that's great.
And I went to your website and saw the information you have there about 1960 and 1983. Why don't you tell the people about that?
Art, in 1960, a Western Airlines jet was flying Los Angeles to Seattle. A man, a businessman, and his wife were sitting in the coach class seat. He claims later that he saw... Oh, God, it's all coming together now. He saw a gremlin fooling with the engine.
Mm-hmm.
No one believed him, but when the plane landed, the engine had been tampered with.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't say that a gremlin is screwing with the engines, but I do believe the chupacabra...
And there you go.
The chupacabra's back, Art. Now, when I said that, they tied me to a table in the ambulance. Since then, I've been able to free up my right hand, and I had a choice to make, and it was a very big choice.
Uh-huh.
I could call your show or play with myself first.
And which did you choose?
Well, what do you think, pal? I've been tied down for like 2 days.
I understand.
So then I called you, and thank God.
Well, General Jameson, the waiting is over. All of the horrible things that you've been put through, you're about to be vindicated because I believe, as I know you do, as I know millions of Americans all across America, the kinds of people that I try to avoid at my book signings all believe the very same thing, that there isn't anything wrong with these MD-80 jets. A chupacabra has been fooling around with a stabilizer.
No doubt about it, Art. And if you look, and I have several books on this, if you take a look at the ancient Aztec writings of Muhuananaburdahawala, the chupacabra is mentioned on a number of different levels. Now, the stabilizer that they say is going wrong on the MD-80, well, that's Mexican for all whites must die. So you see what I'm saying?
I understand. So, obviously the chupacabra is trying to kill Whitey.
I think so, and that's why it's been messing with the wing section. Now, I was on a flight, as you know, Art, heading over here to my... I was on my way to my house, but I'm in a psychiatric hospital now. But anyway...
Yes, I understand.
I saw a gremlin on the wing of the plane, and I said, Jesus, look at that. It's a gremlin. Well, what do you think these bastards did? Tied me to a gurney, and now here I am. So you see, they don't want you to have the information. They don't want it.
Well, I will tell you this, General Jameson, that as long as I'm walking around out here and you're in there, people will have the benefit of this information. So, as you can see, sparks trailing from a jet can only mean one thing. An extra-dimensional creature is fooling with the engine.
Absolutely. What else could it be? And yet the United States government... once again, won't take my phone calls and won't listen to what I have to say. What brought down that Alaska Airlines jet was a fictitious, extra-dimensional, mythic creature. Why won't they believe me? It's so obvious.
God, I don't know. I don't know, General. But let's take some phone calls and let's see what people have to say, because I know you have a hell of a lot of supporters out there. Hello, you're on the air, east of the Rockies, wild card line.
Yes, yes, and in 1961, they did have the report furnished by KLM Airways. Indeed.
Well, then, you understand what the man was saying in totality with regard to the KLM crash?
I understand that. Were you there? All right. So that's it.
Well, that's your proof right there.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Wild card line in the Caribbean. You're on the air.
Hi, Art. I listen to you every night, and I really enjoy a lot of the things you say about people who aren't from the planet that I'm currently living in. But I also want to say that I think that, General Jameson, you've done some remarkable work, and I've read all of the book that you read. I got through most of the book that you wrote, not the one you read. I haven't read the book that you've read, but I got through most of the book that you wrote. And
how much of the book did you get through?
I got through a chapter of it. It's really neat, a lot of the things you say. Are you strapped down now to a gurney?
I am. I'm currently, put one of my hands...
Is your right hand free?
Yes, it is, and it's been holding this phone for so long. Do you mind if I kill two birds with one stone?
Not at all.
Got it!
Well, it's been really neat talking to you, Art, and I really enjoy your program, and it's really bitchin'. And everything like that.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. And
would someone come in here and change my bedpan, please? Please. A simple please.
Keep your mouth shut. You're supposed to be tied down that gurney.
Please change the bedpan.
I ain't changing no bedpan. You crazy man. Thinking Chupacabra brought down a damn jet. You out of your damn mind. You understand that? You lay down on that bed, okay?
Aw, come on.
All right. General Jameson is going to try to have his bedpan changed. And,
when's the sponge bath scheduled?
I give you no damn sponge bath, man. You went around for your own damn sponge bath. And don't be pinching my ass, either.
I'm sorry.
All right, General Jameson, we'll put you on hold, and don't go away, all right?
I'm right here, for Christ's sake. God, I'd sure like to crap into something other than a dish.
I understand.
You're listening to the CDC. And this is really the Phil Henry Show. Henry Show returns to Art Bell. Thank you. Thank you very much, Phil Henry, and welcome back. General Johnson Jameson is on the line. He is strapped to a gurney in a nut house, and we'll be back to talk to him about various scientific entities. Many of our guests, of course, are strapped to gurneys, tied to radiators, bolted down to cellar floors, in nut bins, nut houses, laughing academies, and walnut academies all across these 50 contiguous states. Friends, first this word from Peenemann Enterprises. You know that I've been sitting here selling you crap that couldn't possibly work, not just for Y2K, but for all kinds of emergencies, floods, disasters, buildings falling on top of you, tsunamis, etc. Things like hand crank radios, things like gold, things like investment plans. Do you really buy any of this stuff? Do you? If you do, drop me a postcard and let me know. Because frankly, I haven't seen check one for any of these things. I haven't been paid for pushing these products for at least 3-4 years. The little man who told me I'd make all kinds of money is suddenly absconded. I haven't been able to have a phone call return now for months. He was a little tiny guy wearing a Napoleon hat. I met him in the very same hospital where General Johnson Jameson's now being held. He said I'd make millions. I'd see riches beyond my wildest dreams, selling hand crank radios, hand crank sports coats, and chili makers that you can just crap right into and make delicious chili. Now all of a sudden I'm broke. I have no money. What's happened to my life? I don't know. The little man told me that I'd make money. The little man isn't around anymore. Please help me. Please send me some information here. Care of Art Bell. Some are stuck out in the middle of God knows where.
Live from God knows where, it's Art Bell. Broadcasting from a hole in the ground. Ground zero of nuclear testing in the 1940s. Art found a large ditch and built a house in it. Little did he know, that's where the very first hydrogen bomb was exploded. You're dead meat, Art. You're radioactive. You look pretty bad. You're looking a little green around the gills, Art.
All right, thank you. General Jameson, are you there? General Jameson, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Boy, I'd give anything to get my other hand free because you know what? I am ambidextrous.
Well, can you hold the phone with one hand and...
I don't know, for Christ's sake. Let me try it. Ah, yeah, it's got it.
Good night.
By the way, if Phil Henry actually is allowed to return to the air tomorrow night, it'll be about the same time he came on tonight.
Stay and try, but you just can't help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Special. Man, I wanna make you feel like everybody.
Phil Henry.
Take away your freedom. Strip away your pride.
That is compelling radio.
Say you know you weren't born with the blue blood, son. To take your place in life. We'll be right back. you say is too much bother.
This is pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, the way the man tried to beat you down, make you want to kill your brother.
The Phil Hendry Show is produced by Mike Schaefer.
So go on and bust me.
Engineered by Craig Taylor.
What's in my Miss Lun job?
Written by Melissa Morgan.
The company's gone. How am I doing so far?
Phil left the air about 2 hours ago.
Where's my muse?
This has all been taped.
Where's my 40 acres? Where's my dreams, Mr. Emancipator? Feel this way, yeah. Might as well meet my maker. Where's my muse? Where's my muse?
Give me a reach around.
Phil Hendry.